Short Walk to Pluto, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so, too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of... And that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, it's Emily Steele. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans need to put our own value on music. Let's keep that creative engine going.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
I'm radio.
CFIC. The best radio station we've ever heard.
Welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca for those of you listening in through the web. We are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus here in Kingston, Ontario. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. So, it's been a long, long week, a long, long exam period. And the funny thing is I finished my, like, in-person written exams 10 days ago. But it's the final papers that get you. I have one left, and my prof, because it's, like, an independent research credit, she is very, like, you can take extra time if you need extra time, and you can hand it in next week, and I really don't want to hand it in next week because I want to go home and sleep for like 10 days before Christmas, or I guess there's less than 10 days before Christmas. Anyhow, so I know that the past, I guess, month of me coming on air has been, oh my God, exams, oh my God, assignments, oh my God, being a student at the end of like your like December, end of November. And it's still, this is the last episode of the year where I'm going to be complaining about that, because next week is going to be hopefully full Christmas mode, not necessarily in music, but more so in relaxation period, hopefully. We'll see how many family get-togethers I actually am going to attend, which is going to be a lot. But for this week, we are going to be doing an episode concept that has kind of been living in my playlists and hasn't really come to life, because I feel like a lot of this music ends up being what I play on other shows, like on my variety shows, or if I'm talking about like women in music, like I have a lot of these names come up. But I wanted to, first of all, use something that I've had on the back burner and start fresh next year. Second of all, do an episode that is relatively easy for me to speak on, so that way I can use less brain power for this week. So apologies. And then also just something that I really like, which is like more shoegaze, grunge gaze music. I guess the best example that I have in this episode specifically would be Soft Cult. Now, this is one of those artists where you could tune into my show once a month and there's like a 50% chance that you're going to hear them. I absolutely love Soft Cult. They're from Kitchener-Waterloo area. And first of all, we love like women representation in alternative music. We also love like queer LGBTQ representation in alt music. But we also love a Canadian group working in community radio in Canada. That's one of the biggest things, is finding CanCon and, you know, not only having to meet your CanCon requirements, but also being able to find new emerging Canadian artists. And I don't want to say give them a platform, because obviously they do that themselves, but being like a stepping stone for that. And, you know, if two more people hear their music because somebody at CFRC plays it, then that's two more people that's going to maybe tell their friends, two more people that are going to listen, go to a show, buy merch, like buy their music on Bandcamp, you know? So it does make a little bit of a difference. And I think that's one of the things that really keeps you going in community radio. Anyhow, we're going to start off today with Soft Cult and their newest single, Queen of Nothing. This is technically released as an EP because they've released three other songs, but this is leading up to their new album, When a Flower Doesn't Grow, which is coming out on January 30th. So that's definitely one of the albums in the new year that I'm looking forward to. This came out December 10th, so a stone's throw away from today. And I really like it. I think it's a great track, and I'm very excited for the album. They're also opening for Lights on her, I guess, extended tour that she's doing. So that will be a real fun time. I'm hoping to get out to Montreal or to Ottawa to see that, but that's a very busy time of year for me, so we'll see what happens there. And then after that, we have Dear Fang with Seventh Dose. I don't know what's going on with my voice today. We have Dear Fang with Seventh Dose and their newest single, Broken, which was released December 5th. Dear Fang is another group. They're from St. Catharines, Ontario, and they also do the blend of grunge, shoegaze, alternative. They're also female-fronted. And Seventh Dose is from Toronto. I was supposed to see them live in the summer. They were playing a show with Basement Revolver, which is a very akin band that also does like a shoegaze, grunge gaze sound. But I think I was sick. And I think I said that last week about a different show where I was like, oh, I wanted to go see them live. And then I was sick. I was sick a lot this summer. That's one thing I found, I guess, obviously commuting on the GO train, but I would be sick and I would wear a mask because I still had to go to work, but people would be fully like sneezing, coughing, gross, slimy all over the place, and they were just like out, like their face was out. There was no consideration. There were people that didn't even like sneeze into their elbow. Like, at least if you're sneezing into your hand, first of all, that's disgusting. If you're sneezing into your hand, because then you're touching stuff and your goop is getting all over everything that you touch. But at least you're making an attempt to not make all of your disgustingness airborne. Sneezing into your elbow, preferred. Or if you have like a tissue, also great. If you have hand sanitizer, even better. If you're wearing a mask, even better. Like, people think that it's such, like, there's such a stigma around wearing masks after COVID of, like, oh, I don't want people to think that I'm, like, contagious. I'm like, you are. You are. Even if it's the flu, you are contagious. And so I got sick, like, so many times over the summer because of just being on public transit for 2 hours, commuting into Toronto every day. Was actually crazy. Anyhow, I missed their performance, Seventh Dose and Basement Revolver, when I was sick. Here's Seventh Dose and Deer Fang, different group. I don't know why. I'm getting into a tangent. And then after that, we have Tahalil by Sandy Shimuin, Anthony Siyuan, and Jada Tui. This is off of their album from November of 2024, so it's from a little while ago, but it's in Arabic, if you couldn't tell by my horrendous pronunciation, and I believe they're from Iraq, but I might be wrong, so apologies. Anyhow, Sandy Shimuin is a great artist. I've listened to a lot of their music. I strongly recommend, if you're looking to get into, like, more variety with your shoegaze or your grunge, your post-grunge, grunge gaze, whatever you want to call this genre, there is a lot of great Arabic artists, and I'm going to be playing another one a little bit later. We'll get into that later. But, yeah, without further ado, we're going to kick it off with Soft Cult and Queen of Nothing right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
And welcome back. You just finished listening to Sandy Shimuin, Anthony Seyuin, and Jad Athui with Tahaleo. I probably mispronounced all of that, and my apologies for that, but I don't know. Somebody can come and correct my pronunciation with all of these Arabic songs that I play, please. Anyhow, before that, we had Broken by Dear Fang and Seventh Dose, which is a fairly new single. And then another new one with Soft Cult and Queen of Nothing in anticipation of their new album coming out end of January. So exciting. We've been doing grunge gaze, like distortion, shoegaze, kind of all over the map. I don't like to box it in too strictly because it gets really nitty gritty, especially like certain artists that have songs that are more grunge gaze leaning, more distortion heavy, more like shoegaze, like less, I don't know, it doesn't feel as like thick, if that makes sense. Anyhow, the next few songs that we have, and I'm kind of putting this together as we go because I have like 2 hours worth of music that I could play, and I don't have 2 hours to play music for you. We're going to kick it off with this group called Crush with 2 U's. Now, when I was originally putting this episode together, I had them on for one of their other songs, and I went this morning to check to see if they had anything new, like anything that I could like update the playlist with, and their newest single is called Rupert Giles. Now, for a lot of you, this won't really mean anything. For me, it means everything because I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer. One of my favorite comfort shows, one of my favorite shows in general. I have a lot of the seasons on DVD, trying to find the rest, but I also don't want to pay $60. So we're waiting for a serendipitous thrift store find or marketplace find. But Rupert Giles is one of the characters in the show, and he's the librarian slash father figure slash, like, I don't know, the person that keeps the whole team together. And I mean, I don't know, he's cute, he's a little cutie, I love him. That being said, when I watched the show for the first time, because I had watched Merlin before I watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and it's the same actor, Anthony Head, who plays Rupert Giles, that also plays, oh my God, what's his name in Merlin? Uther Pendragon. So I was like, oh my God, it's Uther. And then after I watched Buffy, I was like, I can only ever refer to him as Rupert Giles. It's taken precedent over all else. And this is a common thing. This isn't just me. Everybody who I know who's watched Buffy is obsessed with Rupert Giles. And there's this one episode. This isn't really a spoiler. It might be a spoiler. There's this one episode where he sings Behind Blue Eyes, and it's like he's playing it on the acoustic and he's in a bar, and it's just really, I don't know how to explain it. I'm fangirling. Anyhow, I saw that they had a song named Rupert Giles, and the quickest I've ever added a song to a playlist. So that's my crush. They're based out of Manchester. After that, we have Tincture with Bruja. This is one of 2 songs that they have available on streaming. They're from Houston, Texas. They also have like the shoegaze 90s alternative with a doom rock influence. So very on topic. And then we're going to play another Arabic song because I can't help myself. This is Sanam from Beirut in Lebanon. This is off of their album, Ikathani Malakon. Again, my pronunciation, apologies. And the song specifically that I'll be playing for you today is Muwath the Body off of that album. It came out in and around 2023. So, I don't know. Sanam is one of those groups where, again, like, I love their sound. And I think, like, all of the music I've listened to from them, I've really loved. It's a very much no-skip discography. And again, they fit in with this sort of alternative grunge gaze, almost like doom, noise, industrial sound. So without further ado, we're going to kick it off with Rupert Giles by Crush on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May.
Fresh.
Welcome back. You just finished listening to, let me get to it there, Sanam with Muathabadi. Again, apologies, pronunciation. Before that, we had Tincture with Bruja, and at the very top of that set, Rupert Giles by Crush. And let me say, Rupert Giles is my crush. Like, if you've seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you understand, especially in the later seasons, especially there's one episode, and again, I'm going to try and say this with as minimal spoilers as possible, but like there's an episode where he reverts to his teen self. I'll watch it again 3 times in a row, back to back. That being said, go watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer. If not for Anthony Head as Rupert Giles, for like all of the other amazing stuff that's come out of it. I've done a couple episodes based off of the nightclub from Buffy called The Bronze, which, funny enough, has a very 90s alternative soundtrack atmosphere to it, I guess you would say. We're going to get into our last few songs of the hour, because I'm not going to lie, I've been yapping. I mean, you've been tuned in, so you know that. But I'm trying to decide, actually, what music I want to play. I think we're going to kick it off with Thermal and their song Silver off of Plaster Girl. This came out in 2023. Thermal is based out of Toronto. They're a super cool artist. They only have a couple songs out. They have an EP and then two singles that came out before that I'm pretty sure are on the EP. I would love to see a resurgence. It's a duo between like musician, producer, and then vocalist. And I love the vocals on this music. I might do a deep dive after this to see if they ended up doing like solo stuff or like ended up working under different monikers, because I do really love Thermal. I come back to them time and time again. After that, we have Keep with Her to Fly. This is off of their album Almost Static from 2025. It came out in May, so it's a little bit older, but like in the sense of it doesn't qualify as new music. They're based out of Ottawa, I believe, and I was listening to this album like leading up to when it came out, like the lead singles, and then when it came out, and then I kind of forgot about them. And when I went to put this set list together, I saw them on the playlist that I had made, and I was like, oh my god, wait, I remember this group, so we're gonna throw them in. And then after that, we have Rosière with La Punition. This is a group out of Montreal, if you couldn't tell by the French. They don't have a ton going on as of recent. They put an album out in end of 2024. This is a song off of that album. It's called Elle Vient Encore. And then I haven't heard much from them on the social media side. Maybe it's just the weird thing where you don't hear from the people you follow and it pushes like advertised content instead. But definitely a group to keep an eye on, Rosière. And if we have time, which we might, we'll do one more Montreal group, because I feel like normally I'm up with my Montreal groups a little bit more, and these are the only two that I have on the set list today. It's Minuit Phosphène with Les Filles Sans Sourire. This is an older song by them, came out May of 2024, and it's off of their EP Les Enfants Fous Brillants Dans Le Noir. Again, this is an artist I haven't heard from them in a little bit. This is their most recent EP that they've put out. But if you're into this type of sound, I believe they lean a little bit more like shoegaze, like dream pop, rather than grunge gaze. But I definitely recommend like any of these artists that you like, follow them on social media. That's the best way to stay up to date. But without further ado, here is Silver by Thermal right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. de vanité.